Recess. It's a time in school many of us look forward to. A time to play with friends, run around, and use our outside voices. But for many kids today, recess is no longer fun and games. That's a problem one organization is trying to fix. ASU Cronkite School reporter Katie Curry has more.
The playground at Loma Linda Elementary School in Central Phoenix is nothing out of the ordinary. Sixth graders are splitting their time between soccer, volleyball, and today's favorite. 2 years ago, if you would have told Principal Stephanie DeMar this was her school's playground, she would have never believed it.
We had over 200 office referrals just from recess, lunch, playground.
Many students were afraid to go to lunch for fear of being bullied. The fighting at recess would pour over into classroom time.
I had an opportunity to go see Playworks at another school. My assistant principal and I were like, we have to make this happen.
Playworks is a program that is currently in 11 Valley schools and growing. Chuck Warshaver is the executive director of Playworks Arizona.
Playworks' overall plan is to transform the school climate through play at recess.
How it works is simple. Each school has one Playworks coach that oversees recess for every grade. The coach's main focus is to make recess an enjoyable time to socialize and be active. Playworks even provides leadership and after-school programs that otherwise wouldn't be available.
The culture will shift within a matter of weeks of us coming in.
The program is working so well for Loma Linda that those 200 office referrals decreased to only 4 last year.
It's been that whole shift, and it's much more a focus of respecting each other, working together collaboratively.
A survey of teachers last year found 92% reported a decrease in bullying over recess. And even more, 94% reported an increase in kids' participation in academic activities.
Our main focus is to teach the kids how to play and eliminate the bullying, increase class time, because if there's no issues at the playground, the kids will transition much easier into class.
Studies show that from a young age, how children interact and socialize on the playground provides the framework for their development.
My name is Ann Kupfer, and I am the director currently of the Child Study Lab, which is a preschool here in the psychology department at Arizona State University.
Kupfer has studied the development of children's socio-emotional skills for 15 years.
The biggest predictor of how well a child does later on is their self-regulation or their social skills. That's going to determine, and here's the beauty of it, not just how they do socially within that environment, but also how they do academically.
She supports programs like Playworks, but has one problem with it.
I find it a little odd that you need outside agencies to come into our school systems to provide the services that we should be providing in our schools.
The ASU psychologist is grateful that schools are doing something, and her message is clear. How children learn is through play. For KJZZ, I'm Katie Curry.
Katie's story comes to us through a partnership between KJZZ and the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at ASU.